almost halfway through, and the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 decreased. For the first time yesterday, there were 54 new confirmed and probable cases. That is down from 67 new cases reported on Monday. Now, with 65 people recovering in the past day, yesterday was the first day that recoveries exceeded new cases. COVID-19 researchers are optimistic the level 4 restrictions could be lifted in at least some regions in a few weeks, but warn that New Zealanders should brace themselves to do things differently for up to 18 months. The initial level 4 period is due to end on April 23rd, but Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has said it's too early to make a decision on whether that will be extended. With businesses, workers and parents of school-aged children all keen to get out from level 4's thumb, reporter Kate Newton asked experts when that might happen and what it might look like.
Yesterday was something of a turning point for New Zealand, the first day when the total number of active COVID-19 cases went down, not up. University of Auckland researcher Sean Hendy and his colleagues have been modelling how COVID-19 might spread in New Zealand. He says the lack of exponential growth in cases here shows the lockdown is worth it, but it can feel counterintuitive.
I'm reasonably confident now that we're not going to see a big ballooning of cases during this lockdown period, and so it's going to look like nothing's happening. But actually, this lockdown is stopping that ballooning from happening.
Dr. Hendy says in almost all scenarios, the restrictions can't be eased until the number of new cases each case creates is less than one, choking the virus's spread. He says whether that happens by the time the 4 weeks are up depends on everyone continuing to stick to the rules. Dr. Hendy says even if the restrictions can be eased, the public will need to use its newfound freedom responsibly.
As soon as things get relaxed, everybody's going to want to go out and do a bunch of things that they haven't been able to do at level 4. And if we all rush out and do them, it could be actually pretty bad. It's going to be really key how the government manage that transition and just make sure that we don't all go a bit crazy and sort of ruin all the good work that we've done at level 4.
He says lifting the lockdown after 4 weeks in some regions is definitely a possibility.
We might be able to look at parts of the country that haven't had a case for a long time and have some degree of confidence that we could lift the level there. That might also be useful for us, understanding how people are going to react.
Aisha Verrill, an infectious diseases specialist at Otago University, says the way cases are tracking, the lockdown could be lifted when 4 weeks is up. But she says that's only if the Ministry of Health has massively scaled up its ability to contact, trace and test everyone connected to a case.
To come out of lockdown, we need the capacity to trace the contacts of 1,000 cases a day across the country. That needs to be through strengthened public health teams, but also support from like a central call centre or other options like a contact tracing smartphone app.
Dr. Verrill says otherwise the disease risks getting away on us again. The Ministry of Health has set up a contact tracing hub, which is tracing hundreds of contacts a day. The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, has said that's nowhere near capacity yet, but the ministry has brought on Dr. Verrill to audit its contact tracing process. Sean Hendy says no matter whether level 4 ends as planned, New Zealand's likely to cycle in and out of lockdown for some months yet.
If you do enough work at the outset, then you'll kind of ramp up back to level 4, can be a bit of a fail-safe. And it may not have to be as lengthy and as strong as this initial one. You can use that switch back up to level 4 to break any waves that hit you again.
Aisha Verrill says New Zealand should also try to develop some more nuanced restrictions for everyday life, such as those Hong Kong and other countries deployed after the SARS epidemic.
Currently our framework has schools open and schools closed.
Yep.
You can have schools where the children don't have a common lunch hour, which would reduce mixing. You could have guidelines for the seating in schools.
She says the physical distancing rules that shops were putting in place prior to the lockdown could also continue. Both Dr. Verrill and Dr. Hendy say the elimination strategy that New Zealand is following will only properly end when a vaccine is available to the public, something that could still be more than a year away. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Kate Newton tēnei.